Hello, welcome to HVAC Tech Tips Podcast, presented to you by CE. My name is Jack Kaufman. I'm a Customer Assurance Manager here with CE. Disclaimer, all information in the HVAC Tech Tips Podcast is intended for licensed HVAC professionals. All electrical, mechanical, and plumbing work should be performed by licensed trade professionals only. This podcast is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only.
Hello, welcome to the HVAC Tech Tips Podcast. Today's episode, we're looking at SEER to SEER 2 comparisons. Well, guys, as the Department of Energy has placed the SEER 2 requirements in effect on January 1st, 2023, we get a lot of questions on SEER to SEER 2 comparisons. Let me give an example. I may have a unit that's in production now that was also in production in 2022 for the regular SEER requirement. And now that new SEER 2 rating is of a lower efficiency for the same production model. The Department of Energy has Appendix M and Appendix M1. Now these provide the measurement of cooling and heating efficiency ratio metric and heating seasonal performance. The new standards, they now use Appendix M1. You will need to be familiar with the differences, as a 2022 15 SEER unit might only be 14.3 SEER 2. Due to the new Appendix M1 testing procedure. The differences between the testing procedures, Appendix M indoor blower watts were calculated at 0.1 inches of external static pressure. The new requirement for the Appendix M1 requires an indoor motor watt calculation at 0.5 inches of external static pressure. This is part of the factor which accounts for the lower SEER 2 rating. I've had some technicians call me about this, as they were not aware, and a homeowner found out through research on the internet. Another thing that is very important with your SEER ratings is knowing that just because a unit is advertised as, let's say, an 18 SEER, it all depends on how that unit is matched up. If you were to review the product data for a unit, it will say the unit is rated up to 18 SEER. Of course, keep in mind that can change depending on, you know, what model you have, but that's how it's going to be worded, that it's rated up to that SEER. But the key of most importance here is that you use the AHRI data to properly match up a system to know exactly what SEER 2 the customer is actually getting. There are a lot of factors in the SEER ratings. So when you start using different coils, different air handlers, the actual SEER the end user is getting changes. Another thing is when a system is not an AHRI match, we cannot guarantee the performance of the BTUs that you're getting out of that system. And speaking of BTUs, that is also something that fluctuates depending on how the system is matched. When we look at that outdoor unit and what the indoor coil you have, or what furnace you have, or what fan coil you have, the different coil sizes change. So does your BTUs. This is very helpful to make sure you're getting the amount of BTUs that you have in your manual J requirement, and that your customer is getting what they paid for. And this will protect you and keep your customer happy all at the same time. Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. If you'd like to contact us for any reason, we can be reached at cma.techtips@carrierenterprise.com. I thank you for listening and have a great day.